KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Office of Homeless Services' latest report reveals a 27% rise of families experiencing homelessness since 2020. Another sign the state has more hurdles to overcome, the complex issue. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Utah is changing the laws surrounding what you have to wear while hunting. The new laws go into place next week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A lot of slowdowns setting in now, both north and southbound I-15 between Davis and Weber counties. On the southbound side, it's bogged down from 31st Street, Ogden, to just past Roy. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow from Hill Air Force Base, almost to Riverdale Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
10 degrees cooler today with a chance for an afternoon storm. I'm Matt Johnson.
We're at 64 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Court adjourned for the day in the hush money trial case of Donald Trump. He was back in court in New York while the Supreme Court heard arguments in the federal election interference case and whether Trump should have presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. Trump's top advisors also now facing new allegations in Michigan and Arizona, centered on efforts to overturn the 2020 election in those states. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The former president, as an unindicted co-conspirator, is going to face any charges here, but the indictment in Arizona says that he was part of this scheme to keep him in office, even though Joe Biden won Arizona in 2020.
In California, USC officials canceling the main graduation ceremony due to recent pro-Palestinian protests where demonstrators have clashed with police. It's among dozens of campuses dealing with protests over the Israel-Hamas war. And jobless claims fell to the lowest level in 9 weeks. 5,000 fewer Americans filed for first-time claims compared to last week. This is ABC News.
And now the KSL In-depth. I woke up this morning, took a quick glance at my phone and said, what? An appeals court has overturned the rape convictions in New York against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. ABC's Jason Nathanson is joining us live from Los Angeles. So, Jason, you've been following this story for years. What does this appeals court ruling mean for Harvey Weinstein?
It means that the conviction in New York is overturned, and if that were the only case against him, he would be a free man. He would be out of prison. But there is a California case in which he was convicted and sentenced to 16 years, so he will be transferred from there to here, and at 72 years old and not very good health. The New York case already was supposed to be a death sentence, basically, at 23 years. This one here at 16 years also seemed to be that he'll probably be in prison for life if this conviction here in California is upheld as well. Now, with this ruling in New York, that gives his lawyers more ammunition in their appeal here in California.
So is he going to have to be tried again in New York, or that's it? He gets off scot-free there.
They can retry him. And the prosecutors in Manhattan said that they will do everything within their power to retry him if the witnesses want to go through that again and if they all cooperate and they can make their case. Because at the heart of this case, it wasn't about that the Court of Appeals didn't think that he did it or didn't do it. That wasn't what they were weighing in on. It was that they felt that in a 4-3 ruling that the testimony that was introduced from three witnesses who were not part of the case, who were not charging Weinstein in this case, three witnesses who spoke about being assaulted by him, that testimony prejudiced the jurors in that case, and so we should not have been allowed in the first place, and therefore the conviction should not have been allowed in the first place.
And
you have a similar thing in California as well.
Okay, so the problem with trying him again is you're going to be ripping up scabs for the victims who've been through this once and then twice again in court, and now it would be a third time.
Yes, but also these victims who are, you know, they've had those scabs ripped off and they still want to see justice for the most part from what we understand. So, you know, we'll see if they want to go through that again, but it's highly likely that they will.
Different prison, but he'll be going to California to serve 16 years. Thanks a lot. ABC's Jason Nathanson joining us live from L.A.